Jeff, the primary season is upon us. The voting is actually on a different day this year. It's on Thursday the 13th.
That's right. The wise, the powers that be, decided that we ought not vote on the 11th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. So we are voting instead of on a Tuesday, on a Thursday. And don't forget.
Yes, do get out and vote. Some interesting races, interesting situations in the races. For the 60th Senate seat, Mark Grisanti is finding himself in a tight race with Kevin Stocker for the Republican line.
There are so many candidates in this race and so many primaries going on. Mark Grisanti, Republican state senator, the incumbent, he is a Democrat turned Republican, remember, is facing Kenmore attorney Kevin Stocker in the Republican primary. The word is that that race is fairly close because there are a number of Republicans in the district who would just as soon be represented by someone who has always been a Republican. There are some conservatives who are angry at him for having voted for marriage equality. And so that race might be quite close. He is also, Grisanti, running in the Independence Party primary, and he's got a couple of opponents there. That's a relatively small party. It doesn't take a lot of votes to win that primary. You know, he's got to fight pretty hard just to stay on the ballot.
Which could be interesting to find an incumbent not on the ballot in the coming election, if that were to happen.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that happening. On the Democratic side, there's also a host of candidates. They're all sort of sparring for the right to occupy that line and challenge Grisanti because it's primarily a Democratic district. So that bodes well for whoever gets that endorsement or whoever wins that primary. One of the front runners is Chuck Swanick, former chair of the Erie County Legislature, himself a guy who switched party affiliations a few times in his political career. There is Al Coppola, who was state senator for a minute. He won a special election, about 10 years ago, former longtime Delaware district councilman. We have as well Michael Amadeo, who's an attorney. He is the endorsed Democrat in the primary. He's got the guy who's got the support of headquarters, a candidate who is more or less picked by party chairman Len Lenihan and Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
Well, how about the Sean Ryan race, the 149th Assembly District, the Democratic primary? Joseph Mascia, Kevin Gaughan, Sean Ryan. Kevin Gaughan pops up frequently in these electoral cycles. What are his chances?
Well, and he pops up frequently, has been popping up frequently in headlines for 15-odd years. He's made quite a name for himself as a community activist. He was an early advocate of regionalism. He was very active in holding discussions on different ways of envisioning waterfront development, and most recently has been a champion of downsizing local governments, beginning with the number of elected officials in regional government. What all this adds up to is a great deal of name recognition. He probably has quite an advantage in name recognition over the incumbent, Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who came out of the political camp of his predecessor, Sam Hoyt. Sean won a special election easily to take that seat, and in the meantime has been very busy, not only serving his constituency, but trying to raise his name recognition. What's interesting here is that Sean Ryan and Kevin Gaughan are very similar politically, and they appeal to kind of the same base of sort of progressive Democrats. They are likely to be sort of cannibalizing each other's vote to some degree, which puts Joe Mascia in an interesting position. He doesn't have nearly the name recognition of either of them. He doesn't have as big a base. He does have the Conservative Party endorsement as well, which helps him, I think. He could sort of like sneak in. If these guys sort of split their base, then Joe Mascia, who knows? If he gathers enough votes, he might just sort of leapfrog over the both of them.
Now, interestingly, looking at that race, Sean Ryan has the political machine. He's got some connections there. He's part of the Sam Hoyt legacy. Kevin Gaughan doesn't necessarily seem to have that support from the machine. But yet, as you say, he's got the name recognition. He's been out in the public. He's been really working, in a sense, for the public cause. Is that lack of major party support, is that going to hurt Gaughan, or can that help him?
It both hurts and helps. Sean Ryan does enjoy deep connections to the local Democratic power structure. He is also well-liked by local labor unions, and that always helps in a primary because union members vote. Union members help drive out the vote by making phone calls, picking up elderly people at nursing homes, etc. Kevin Gaughan will not benefit from that sort of operation. He will not have those sort of foot soldiers. On the other hand, he gets to make the claim, right? He gets to say, listen, I'm truly independent. I'm a truly sort of lone voice out here, lone progressive voice. No one is standing with me except you, the people, are standing with me. And he gets to point fingers at Sean Ryan and say, hey, you just were handed your job because you're part of this machine. That's not untrue, but it's not an entirely fair characterization. You know, it's not as if Sean Ryan hasn't been working for the public good himself for a long, long time. It's not as if they don't share many of the same positions. The two of them do. So, you know, it kind of cuts both ways.
Jeff, thank you so much for coming by.